In records from 1921 to 1953, welcome to a colorful edition of the Shellac Stack. Recorded November 22nd, 1928, there are The Revelers, singing with Victor Arden, Phil Oman, and their orchestra, Victor 21795, a song by George and Ira Gershwin, Got a Rainbow. And we have lots of them for you today on the Shellac Stack. Before we start, though, I want to mention that I don't consider the Shellac Stack to be a political soapbox. First and foremost, this little program is about the records, really. An opportunity to share music and some historical tidbits. A chance, as I see it, to pay forward the kindness and generosity that other record collectors, musicians, and scholars showed me when I was first becoming interested in music of the 78 era. That kindness, advice, and encouragement came, and continues to come, from people of all political stripes. I'm grateful to live in a society where I can count among my closest friends and family people whose political opinions may differ from my own. In listening to what they have to say, I never feel obliged to agree, but I come to know myself better. I come to know what issues are important to me and become better able to articulate why I feel about them as I do. By now, as you know, 2 days ago, the United States Supreme Court finally decided on an issue that I feel especially strongly about, so strongly that I can't help but comment upon it briefly here. The free choice of a spouse, wrote Hannah Arendt, is an, quote, elementary human right. Even political rights, like the right to vote, and nearly all other rights enumerated in the Constitution, are secondary to the inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness proclaimed in the Declaration of Independence, and to this category the right to home and marriage unquestionably belongs. End quote. I couldn't be happier to see so many of my friends and loved ones now extended this elementary human right. Regardless of any person's religious affiliation or convictions, this is about equal treatment in the eyes of secular law, and as far as the law is concerned, marriage is little more than a contract that bestows certain legal privileges and protections on two life partners. Marriage has meant many different things to many people in many cultures around the world through the years, and to argue for its legal ossification now under the banner of a tradition rooted in religious beliefs that are not universally shared runs contrary to the high ideals on which this country was founded. If we truly claim to offer liberty and justice for all, along with the inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness, a loving adult couple who pose no threat and cause no harm to others must be allowed to choose marriage if they so wish, whatever their religion, race, gender, identity, sex, or sexual orientation. If they want to sign that contract and receive the government-sanctioned benefits that come with it, I think they should be able to do so. And so, in the spirit of celebration of a hard-won legal victory, in the spirit of love, acceptance, and justice, in a spirit of joy that our government has returned to all of its people the right to pursue happiness in one of the most private, personal, and meaningful ways possible, the institution of marriage, I welcome you to the Shellac Stack, a program of music from 78 RPM records of the early 20th century. And what a stack it is today. We're going to start out with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, recorded May 5th, 1927. Louis James sings the vocal on a song by Sam Perry and Harry D. Squires. It's Victor 20659. A great way to start today's program. It's called Rainbow of Love.
Thank you. What a day to fondle and tease. What a day to cuddle near, to whisper dear, I love you. What a time to be all alone. What a time to call you my own. Say you'll stay, oh what a day, for love, love, love and just you.
What a day indeed. Fred Hall and his orchestra, though uncredited on the label of that Grey Gull 78, number 1582, we heard Arthur Fields singing the vocal, a song credited to Walters and Sherman. The song, What a Day, not the same tune as recorded about that same time by Ted Weems and his orchestra, but I think a lot of those Grey Gull records to try to attract buyers without having to pay royalties often slipped in songs with the same title as something that was popular at the time, but which was written by one of their staff composers to whom they would not have to pay royalties, and I guess they were trying to trick record buyers. Shame on you, Grey Gull, but there's some interesting records that result out of that. Before that, Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, Victor 20659, Louis James singing Rainbow of Love. Continuing now with a couple of wedding-themed songs. First, Eddie Paul and his Paramount Orchestra, Mellotone 5-12-12, a song written in part by Dana Suisse, perhaps not one of her strongest efforts, but I thought appropriate for today. It's called Take This Ring. We'll hear Francis Stevens and Tony Sacco sing the vocal from September 18th, 1935. And we'll follow that with a little Irish number by Francis Quinn called Haste to the Wedding, from 1924. So, two, beginning with Eddie Paul and his Paramount Orchestra.
Take this ring and may it bring most everything we've planned. poured upon your hand.
There's a tune I used to enjoy playing on the fiddle sometimes. Francis Quinn, the nominal vocalist, on Haste to the Wedding, a Columbia record, number 137-D, from May 12, 1924. Before that, Francis Stevens and Tony Sacco singing Take This Ring with Eddie Paul and his Paramount Orchestra from a Mellotone 78. And I've got two more Mellotone 78s for you now. First, Benny Goodman and his orchestra from June 20th, 1931. We'll hear You Can't Stop Me from Loving You. And we'll follow that with Art Kahn's orchestra, which was really just the ARC studio band, Mellotone 12477, from September 8, 1932. Chick Bullock will sing a great Kalmar and Ruby tune, Everyone Says I Love You, from one of those great Marx Brothers movies. But first, Benny Goodman and his orchestra.
At my window, you can put tacks in my shoes, you can sprinkle ground glass on my applesauce, but you can't stop me from loving you. You can put rocks in my pillow, you can put sand in my stew, you can be as aloof as the Chrysler roof, but you can't stop me from loving you. You can sneer at my devotion, be as mean as you can be, babe. Ridicule my great emotion, but you're never gonna discourage me. You can put Lux in my cornflakes, tell me my brand's good as new. You can laugh in my face as you trump my ace, but you can't stop me from loving you.
In the pulpit and the man in the pew says I love you. Everyone, no matter who, the folks over 80 and the kid of two, the captain and the sailor and the rest of the crew says I love you. There are only 8 little letters in this phrase you'll find, but they mean a lot more than all the other words combined. Everywhere, the whole world through, the king in the palace and the peasant too, the tigers in the jungle and the monk in the zoo says I love you.
In introducing that second record, Everyone Says I Love You, I was racking my brain trying to remember which Marx Brothers movie it came from, and I didn't have to wonder too long. It's right there on the label. It came from Horse Feathers. That was Art Kahn's orchestra, really just an ARC studio band, from 1932, Chick Bullock singing. Before that, we heard Benny Goodman and his orchestra on another Mellotone record, 12205, in a little bit rougher shape than I normally like to play, but it plays okay, and Benny Goodman Mellotones aren't exactly a dime a dozen anymore. That was from June 20th, 1931, You Can't Stop Me From Loving You. And the vocalist isn't credited on the label, nor in the discography I looked it up in, so I can't tell you who was singing that, but pretty nice record there. Well, we're going to continue with a couple of more wedding-themed records. First, Ted Lewis and his band, and one that I really like a lot, called Down the Old Church Aisle, recorded for Columbia Records on December 24th, 1921. It's one of Ted Lewis's earliest vocals on record, and he plays the part of a preacher marrying two of the instruments of the band. Or is he marrying ham and eggs, or what is it? I don't know. It's kind of a funny song. And this also affords me the opportunity to remind you that that brand new Ted Lewis CD is out that I helped produce for the Rivermont label. Ted Lewis, Runnin' Wild, the early years, 1919 to 1926. You can read more about it, pick up a copy if you wish, at www.rivermontrecords.com. And my thanks to those of you who have already done so, thereby helping to support not only Rivermont, but also the Shellac Stack. We'll follow Ted Lewis and his band with Ralph Sutton, a recording from 1953 that appeared on the Decca label. This is a really nice vinyl copy issued to DJs of Decca 28819, so it plays really, really well. A tune by Ben Oakland and Herb Magidson called I'll Dance at Your Wedding. But first, here's Ted Lewis. Is everybody happy?
Thank you.
great stride pianist Ralph Sutton, relatively early in his career, a Decca 78 from 1953, I'll Dance at Your Wedding. Cliff Lehman on the drums, I love that, sounds great. Before that, Ted Lewis and his band from 1921, a fun record called Down the Old Church Aisle, and Mark Beresford has pointed out that at a certain point, Ted Lewis in the record asks, "Where can I go?" And the trombone plays a little figure that is essentially saying, "Go to hell." And it's just a fun record. Ted Lewis and his band, Down the Old Church Aisle, credited on the label to Perkins. Well, this next record from 1947 about, in a sense, sums up my feelings on those who would seek to interject their own beliefs or their own nose into somebody else's business a little too far. This is Charlie Drew on a Gala record, number 2500. Charlie Crew shares composer credit with Eli Bass on this one called Do Not Disturb. And after that, we'll listen to something that will put a smile on your face, I hope. Billie Holiday and her orchestra. Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love from March of 1941.
Now I have been in every smart hotel, from Hollywood to New Rochelle, and I have found it in every smart hotel, and this great land is really swell. But from the Rooney Plaza in Miami to the Taft, there's something that goes on in every room that drives me daft. I wonder just what's brewing on the inside, what they're doing when it says do not disturb upon the door. Are they laughing? Are they living? Is he asking? Is she giving? Or doing things I never saw before? Oh, why must I be quiet when inside there may be riot? As some groom pursues his bride across the floor. Is she fretting? Are they petting? Is he getting? Is she letting? Or setting on the bed completely bored? It's such an empty feeling to know someone's concealing the most revealing and appealing sights. Can someone be there sleeping like a creeper? Is he reaping? I swear I'm gonna start peeping one of these nights. Now maybe some guy's sighing and they're crying or just trying to harm some little girl of 24. It may be Charlie, maybe Albert, with some pansy swishing a Calvert when it says do not disturb upon the door. Why can't they let their hair down? Someday I'm gonna bear down and tear down all those walls of Jericho. Who cares if they play poker, deuces wild, or with a joker? If it's a smoker, don't you think I ought to know? Could it be they're booking horses, or taking pictures for divorces, or are the boys just shooting crap upon the floor? Is some guy getting in into a real hot game of gin when it says do not disturb upon the door? There's no one sleeping, so just ignore that sign upon the door.
fish do it. Even lazy jellyfish do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add to it. Though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if Shad do it? Way to bring me Shadro in shallow shore. English souls do it. Go fishing, privacy of bones do it. Let's do it.
Charlie Drew starting us off with a record that might be considered a little bit on the blue side. Do Not Disturb from 1947. After that, a record that was literally a little bit more blue, Billie Holiday and her orchestra. Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. And what I mean by being a little bit more blue is that's on the Blue Ace label, which was actually a pirate reissue label that operated in the late 1940s. They reissued often, I believe, without permission, recordings of jazz that had been made as much as, or as little as, 5 or 10 years earlier. And in this case, a rather hard to find, I'm assuming Columbia original, Billie Holiday from March 21st, 1941. What a great performance, though. That was on the Blue Ace label number 206. Up next, Boots and his buddies. And this is not meant to gloat, but rather to express the real sense of joy and happiness I have been feeling this weekend. Bluebird 7245, recorded in San Antonio, September 17th, 1937. The Happy. And we'll follow that with another record, meaning something about happiness, the Blue Rhythm Band, which was the Mills Blue Rhythm Band, a Domino record from 1933, which I will talk more about when we reach the end of this set. But first, Boots and his buddies.
Thank you.
Boots and his buddies, the folks responsible for the first record we heard there, the one called The Happy, are one of the more interesting of the territory bands recorded in the mid-1930s to me, because some of the records they made, like that one, are actually pretty good. Very good, even. Some of the others, on the other hand, are among the worst, I think, probably committed to Wax in terms of intonation and timing. It just seems that on some occasions they had it, and on others, they didn't. On this record, though, I think they had it. Bluebird 7245 from September of 1937. After that, from August 31st, 1933, the Mills Blue Rhythm Band, credited both as the composer and as the performer on that record, it was called Feeling Gay. Of course, gay meant happy, and still does. We're going to continue now with the Unnatural 7, Capital 15210, featuring Joe Stafford in there, although she's credited on the label as Karen Tedder and Hawthorne vocal, but it's Joe Stafford singing Saratan Yob, a song for backwards boys and girls under 40. If you read Saratan Yob backwards, you get Boy Natures, and in fact, this is a riff on the song Nature Boy, which was so popular. Actually, I think a few years after this for Nat King Cole. I don't know if he had recorded it already in 1948 when this record was made. Maybe so. I'll have to look it up. In any case, this is a fun record with a still, I think, serious message. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
A plum enchanted boy. They say he wandered fur. Yep, he wandered fur on land and sea. He was kind of shy with one bad eye, but a real wise guy was he. And then one day this feller passed my way, and man, we chewed the fat about this and that, and he done said to me, the darndest thing you'll ever learn is how to love.
Well, what do you do?
And get the loving right back.
You tell him about the boy, our turn. All right, Skippy. The boy, I mean, was also peachy keen, a real gone guy from Gonville. He was scatty boo and oogledy too, and he lived in Passahogan. He built his nest.
Yep,
in, wait a minute. Come in later.
Excuse me.
Well, that's all right, but just wait. He built his nest in a big oak tree, and I got to skip down there. One happy day in a big cafe, there was something that caught his eye. The menu read, well, here's what it said.
Fresh, yep, that's
wait
the
a minute. Wait. Fresh Hogan berry pie. Oh, neat. The sad-eyed boy exclaimed.
Yes, that's the boy.
Oh, go
that
ahead.
That plum enchanted boy. That boy that wandered fur, so very fur, over land and sea. He was awful shy, I count his bad eye, but a real wise guy was he. Then one day, this jasper passed my way, and man, we threw some guff about things and stuff, and this he said to me.
No, that's all right. I think he said...
I don't see why you say that he can't say it.
Can we get a rolling here, please? Can we get a rolling?
You may all
talk.
And the darndest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and then return and love some more and get a little love right back.
Paraphrasing the words of poet Eden Abez, who wrote the original lyrics to Nature Boy, we get Joe Stafford singing Just to Love and Get a Little Lovin' Right Back. I love it. Saratan Yob, a song for backwards boys and girls under 40. On the label credited to the Unnatural 7, Capital 15210 from about 1948. The Shellac Stack has been a little bit longer than usual because I had just so many records I wanted to play for you today. I still have quite a few actually stacked up, but I'll have to save those for another time. We'll spread them out in the weeks to come. In the meantime, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and joining me for this edition of the Shellac Stack, featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. I'll be back in a few weeks with another edition. Until then, though, thanks for listening. Take care. I'll leave you now with a record that I think sums up everything just about perfectly. It's Ted Weems and his orchestra, recorded September 4th, 1928 in Camden, New Jersey. Art Jarrett sings it. It's called If You Want the Rainbow, You Must Have the Rain.